Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
And why wouldn't you want this to be your best year ever? My commitment is that it's my best year ever, and along with that same commitment is that it's your best year ever as well. So, folks, thanks so much for tuning us on today. This is the Hour to Empower. This is the show where every day you can get motivated, you can get inspired. All you have to do is tune us on at 11 a.m. Eastern, or go into our archives, because the moment the show is off the air, it goes right there and you could hear it at any time, 24/7 at your convenience. So tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You don't want to miss any of our special show. And as I was saying, each show goes right into our archives. You need only log into joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. You'll want to share them with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of the shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can become a Joyce Barry subscriber on Facebook. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Simply click follow on the upper left side right below my picture. And please note that right below the word follow, it says message. And you can click on that and you can message me about the show, about our guests, about anything, and I promise you that I do read all the messages. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and do have fun and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the entire show, and I'm happy to acknowledge on air something you want to ask our guests or ask me, time permitting. But I promise you, I will be watching for it. So enjoy the show today. We have an extraordinary guest, Patricia Reed, who truly, if you look her up on Facebook, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Reed, R-E-E-D, or any of the other ways through her book, and we'll talk more about that during the show, of course, you will discover, as I did, that she is as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. So I'm going to go to the Coach's Corner right here in sunny/rainy Florida. Even with the sun out, we get a good deal of rain just about every day, and it's all good. So today from the Coach's Corner, I'm going to share with you something that I partnered up with my favorite author of all time, the most extraordinary author worldwide, Anonymous. So this was inspired by Anonymous, and I put my Joyce Barry touch to it as well. It's called The ABCs of Friendship. Again, this is the alphabet, so just be aware of how clever this whole thing was put together. A friend accepts you as you are, believes in you, calls you just to say hi, doesn't give up on you, envisions the whole of you, even the unfinished parts, forgives your mistakes, gives unconditionally, helps you over any hurdles, and wants to be with you in person and on the phone, invites you over when they can, just wants to be there for you, keeps you close at heart, loves you for who you are, makes a difference in your life and others, never judges, offers support, picks you up when you're down, quiets your fears, raises your spirits and rewinds you to stay positive, says nice things about you to you and others, tells you the truth when you need to hear it, understands you, values you, wants a powerful win-win relationship, explain things you don't understand, yells words of praise and encouragement, and zooms in on your strengths and talents. And that just really resonated with me, and I loved it and put my take on it as well. So kudos to Anonymous, one of the most extraordinary authors worldwide. So Patricia Reed, another extraordinary author, that's our special guest today. Did you resonate with the ABCs of friendship?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It actually is so tied in with what we're going to be discussing today, particularly the part about forgiveness. I got to say, I love Anonymous, and I am really, really thankful to have you as a friend, Joyce.
Oh, and you have a friend, Anonymous, also. what a brilliant mind, Anonymous. I love sharing the work of Anonymous. Okay, so without further ado, I want to talk to you about who this wonderful, wonderful guest is today, Patricia Reed. Actually, we just sort of connected only very recently, but in one moment, I knew this was a person I truly wanted in my life. She is the founder and creator of energeticmastery.com, the creator of Energetic Mastery Mindset, coaching and mindship subliminal videos. She is also a healer, trained as a practitioner of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And I think you're going to help me with a lot of the rest with your credentials, Patricia. Theta healing, what would that be?
Theta healing is a process of going in and being the witness or the observer as source or God or creator actually does kind of a download of a specific program or a clearing of a program or belief that is in opposition of truth. And it's a very effective form of subconscious reprogramming.
And then there's Reiki. Now, I've had Reiki done on me for years, way back when, but I'm sure you can give a definition of it better than I can, since I was simply the receiver and you're the practitioner. So tell folks what Reiki healing is.
Oh, Reiki is a wonderful form of energy healing.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, isn't that mostly hands-off where you're having the energy go through you, the practitioner, to the person who you're working on?
Pretty much, yeah. It's hands-off, hands-on. There's a lot of symbology used. It's basically, you could actually form a symbol kind of in the air and project that onto somebody. But, yeah, you do use yourself as the channel for the energy to come through to the person that you're working on.
And it's one of the most loving healing mythologies I've ever been privileged to have done on me and with me. TFT, what is that, Patricia? All these credentials. I don't even know what they stand for. So I thought, what better time than to let our folks know about it as well. TFT, what is that?
TFT is thought field therapy. It's a meridian tapping technique that basically you tune into the thought or the feeling of the discomfort that you're feeling energetically. You tune into it, and then you tap on your meridian points. It's kind of like acupuncture without the needles, and it's faster. And it just releases. It's very grounding. It's very grounding. It gathers all your energy bodies together in one place, and you ground in your body, and you tap a specific sequence or algorithm of meridian points on your body. And what that does is to break up that quote-unquote negative energy from your body, and it helps to transport it out of all of your energy bodies all at the same time. It's a huge release of everything that really troubles you, and I can't say enough about it.
Yes, I can tell. And then how is that different from EFT? You'll share what that is, But I do know from my dear friend Beverly Nadler, who practices that, that that's tapping as well.
Right, yes. EFT is emotional freedom technique. It is also meridian tapping. The difference between the two is that TFT was the original form of tapping that in modern day. Tapping actually goes back to very ancient times when Chinese soldiers were out on the battlefield fighting, and they discovered that they could tap on their meridian points and get right back up and continue to fight. And when they got back, of course, the practitioners of medical sciences, you know, back in the Chinese day, they wanted to know, how did you do that? What is that? And that's actually how acupuncture was formed. The tapping actually precedes acupuncture. But in modern day, TFT, thought field therapy, is what was founded and discovered by Roger Callahan. He was a psychologist, and he was in practice, and he found that he had certain clients that he had so much trouble getting through to. And then he started tapping. And he had this one woman who had this fear of water, this phobia surrounding water that was so intense that she couldn't even look at a swimming pool. And when he tapped on her, she immediately got up and went out into the backyard and sat down by the pool, put her feet in, and she couldn't believe her fear of water was gone. And it was all about a specific algorithm, a sequence of tapping points that were tapped while she was tuned into the thought of this fear of water. Now, with EFT, the man who came up with EFT, his name is Gary Craig. He was actually a student of Roger Callahan's. And what he discovered was that you could just tap all the points while you're tuned into the thought and actually speaking what you're, you know, you use your fifth chakra there, your throat chakra, and you speak. You speak out what it is that's troubling you as you tap. And it actually helps to ground you and helps you to really address what it is that's troubling you as you're tapping it out. So both forms are very, very effective. And I am a practitioner of both. Plus, I had a few downloads, things channeled to me intuitively with additional tapping points and kind of a combination of specific algorithms in addition to you can speak it or you can think it or feel it. It's kind of, when I do tapping sessions, they're very, very intuitive and very individualized. And that's the difference between what I do for tapping and a very general standard practice. Tapping actually does have a 98% cure rate. As with TFT, it does have a 98% cure rate for whatever it is that you're trying to get over.
You know, Patricia, I must tell you, you're going to be the first guest of all time that I'm going to spend as much time on your credentials, because this is so fascinating to me, as the lesson you're going to be giving right after the introduction. I've never seen credentials like this. There's just so many areas, and I'm just learning all about them at the same time as our guests. So I didn't want to just share your bio. I wanted you to explain it. Reconnective healing, what do you do with that?
That is another hands-off type of energy healing that is, it's not really like energy healing. It is based on what was discovered by Dr. Eric Pearl, and it's based on what he describes as a new frequency that has never been available before on Earth. It's very similar to Reiki in the way that you practice, but it's also very different because it's a completely different frequency. You're not using your own body as the channel. You're kind of directing the universal energy, and it's all about observing. I had the most profound experience when I had my reconnection done on me. It was absolutely amazing. I went into this vision where I was actually taken to this big thing of light, this alive light, and this light actually sparked off and was given to me. And I had this experience where I could actually feel my great-grandmother with me, holding my hand. I could feel her holding my hand as I lay there on the table having the reconnection done on me. And I thought maybe it was just my imagination, except that with reconnective healing, you know, when you have a reconnection done, you are then to tell the practitioner everything that you experienced during the session. And what he confirmed to me was that as he was working around the table on me, doing the reconnection on me, he kept running into somebody there exactly where my great-grandmother was standing there holding my hand. It's very, very, very powerful. Very powerful. But the thing about reconnective healing is that there is no intent. There is no meditating. There is no mantra saying. There's no incense. There's no chanting. There's no nothing. All you do is you go and you observe. And because there's no intent, we're not the ones who are egoically saying what it is that we want to heal. We're allowing the universe to give the healing that needs to be done, even if the conscious, rational mind of the person going for the healing wants to control the outcome. No. Not with reconnective healing. You go and you get a healing each and every time. And it might be for what you're going for the healing on, but it might be something even better. It might be something deeper that just needs to be addressed, so that what it is that you want the healing done on has a chance to heal, because there's usually something deeper that needs to be addressed before what you know about on the surface can be addressed. And so
I'm not even halfway through the things that Patricia does. I'm just so fascinated by it. As I said, I've never spent this much time by way of introduction, but I'm totally fascinated. Patricia Reed is a spiritual teacher. She's an empath. Now, I certainly know what empathetic and empathy is. What's an empath? I never heard that as a title of someone's something that they do. So what do you mean when you say you're an empath?
Well, basically, it means that I have a very well-developed ability that I was kind of born with. We all have the ability. It's just we don't all know it. But I can walk into a room and I can pick up on what other people are feeling. I can feel it very clearly. And I have the ability to determine what the thoughts are that are generating those feelings, those emotions that I'm picking up on. I can also feel in my physical body what other people are feeling physically, because everything that goes on physically in the body is the result of a thought pattern that generates a feeling. And when it's suppressed, it manifests physically as either discomfort, illness, disease, even injury. So everything that goes on in the physical body is the manifestation of whatever thoughts we're thinking and emotions we're generating in response to those thoughts. I have the ability to pick up on what is going on energetically with people, both emotionally and physically.
And that, of course, connects to the fact that Patricia is a divine channel, an intuitive coach. Additionally, she's an expert in nutrition and mind-body-spirit detoxification, as well as an author. I'm laughing because, folks, I am going to be working with Patricia. I feel so privileged to say that, and I can see spending three-quarters of our session just seeing which one of these modalities she's going to work with me on.
Well, once upon a time, I was very unfocused and very scattered, and I just wanted to know everything there was to know, so I became a practitioner of all these different modalities.
Well, I'll certainly leave that part up to you determined, because we could spend an hour alone and just saying, well, do we do the TFT today, the theta healing? I want all of the above, but I'll leave that up to you. Patricia is also the author of The Space Between, which is an inspirational tale of the journey of the ego, mind, and into spirit, and I just got my copy of that book, started to read it, and it's just so moving. I can say this, folks, that it was not written with the mind. It was written with the heart, for sure. It's a very special journey that you go through with Patricia, so it's even hard to put down. That would be The Space Between by Patricia Reed, which I know you can purchase on Amazon. Patricia's focus in teaching is in purification of mind and body. As she works with you, she shows you how your mindset and subconscious programming have together been building the patterns and strategies that keep you stuck in self-sabotage and in training you in how to find and clear the energy blockages so that you may remember who you really are and live in spirit's truth, achieving mastery and an energetic evolution. Patricia, I know that since you knew you were doing the show today, you wanted to listen to another show, and the show you picked was Beverly Nadler's. And what was it you shared with me about Beverly?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I had never heard an interview with her before, and what she was saying was like, it could have been me. I could have been saying those exact things that she was saying. It was so similar that it felt like such a grand validation of everything that I've learned and where my own journey has taken me in hearing it from her, that it's just so very similar. And it's a huge resonance. And I'm so thankful that you interview her, that you know her, and that she has this wonderful book that I am really looking forward to reading. And everything she says, listen to her.
Yeah, that is my best friend of decades. And I will, within 24 hours, give you her number, and I will give her your number, because the two of you have to speak to each other for sure. And Beverly, not only my decades-long best friend, she was named most valuable guest for her contributions to the show, her extraordinary contributions to the show. And folks, as you can see, today's guest, Patricia Reed, she is so special. She has so many gifts and talent, and not the least of which, on every level, she is extra sharp. And folks, you can be extra sharp as well.
Do you often feel tired, stressed, and have trouble mentally focusing on things? How'd you like to be happier with more energy and mental clarity? You can with Extra Sharp, a healthy herbal beverage. Just drink 2 tablespoons and you'll be on your way to a power-packed day. Extra Sharp contains 21 different healing herbs that go into action immediately. You'll notice the difference in just minutes. Order Extra Sharp right now by logging on to healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me. Order yours and feel extra sharp now.
And folks, what a blessing to be extra sharp. So let our extra sharp assist you in that realm. And let Patricia Reed assist you just by you listening up to this extraordinary topic today by this fabulous healer and teacher, Patricia Reed, who's going to talk to you about letting anger go. Over to you, Patricia.
Okay. All right. And this is really, really important because this is huge. This is huge. This is actually something that I could talk about for days. Believe me, I have been in the past, I have been the high priestess of holding on to anger and not even knowing it. And it is such a saboteur of your life. Okay. I mean, Buddha. What did Buddha say about anger? He said, holding on to anger is like grasping at a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. I can personally attest to the truth of that. I held on to anger for all my life. It took me 40 years to find what I was angry about. And what I went through in the process of holding on to that anger was just immense. I lost my health. I went blind in an eye. I had a stroke in my eye. I gained weight. I lost relationships. I lost every material possession I owned. And it was about holding on to anger. And that's why I want to talk to you about it today, because this is really huge. And so many times we don't even realize that we're holding on to it and what it's doing to us by holding on to anger and refusing to forgive, by not even perceiving that we're angry because it's so down deep hidden that we even hide it from ourselves because it's painful. It's a very powerful emotion. Anger is. Anger, rage, being livid, and refusing to forgive. And that's what keeps us from moving forward with our lives. That's one of the first things that keeps us from moving on with our lives and really creating life as we would much rather have it be. And it goes beyond just this life. We have a whole evolution of the soul going on. there's so much more to life than just this physical life that we're aware of. There's so much more than the surface. And so letting anger go is kind of one of the first things that you want to be able to address so that you can get down to even the deeper foundational egoic programs that keep us held back and stuck in coming back and doing it over again to get it right. Because when we're born into this life, we don't remember. We don't remember. What actually happens before we incarnate into these physical lives, into these little ego identities that we think we are, we actually make contracts with other souls. And it's all for the purpose of evolving. It's all for the purpose of waking up to who we really are, divinity. And the first thing you have to understand is that each one of us is this convergence of consciousness, that we're actually God. We don't remember. We're all actually aspects of God. And this is something that we're all trying to get back to, that we don't realize it. We don't remember it. But unconsciously, we know this. And this is actually part of why we get angry with one another. We have these physical lives. We have this outer reality, this universe. And all of it is designed to help us to see the reflections back to us of what it is that we're projecting. And what we're projecting is we project from our hearts, we project the light, we project love, but we also project through our filters. Our filters are basically a bunch of things, you know, like beliefs, expectations, strategies, programs, patterns, desires. And our filters are made so that we can process the infinite universal data that is coming to our conscious awareness at every moment. But it's too much data for the conscious rational mind to comprehend. So we filter it so that we can process it. And the way filters work, we only allow in the universal data that matches our pre-existing beliefs and expectations. It's basically that we form this skeleton version of reality that we've made up, and then that's how we continue to project our life, based on our skeleton version of reality. And it's all about the ego's needs. The ego's needs are to survive, to be right, and to have power over and control of the conscious mind, because the conscious mind is the decision maker. It is the conscious mind that says, I want to live in truth. I want to wake up. I want to be the divinity that I really am. I want to remember who I am. That's the job of the conscious mind. So when it comes to anger, you see, at the soul level, when we make these contracts, because of the way the universe is designed, we're here to see what it is, you know, to have it reflected back to us, what we're projecting, so that we know what it is that our lessons are, that we're here to let go. We can understand what our karma is. What is it that we're to let go so that we can move forward and evolve and get back to our divinity, to wake up? And so souls make contracts with each other so that we can reflect back to each other the very specific lessons we need to learn. So when you have an interaction with somebody and you're perceiving anger from them, when you're perceiving attack from them, any kind of anger, it's to let you know that there's something that you are projecting through that is angry. You're projecting anger. Therefore, you're seeing it reflected back to you through this person. Now, because we don't remember the contracts we make at the soul level once we're born into these bodies, we don't remember. We think that somebody out there is being angry and attacking us and victimizing us, and we get mad. And then because that forms our strategy, that forms part of our filter, we continue then to expect that in the future, because we get this idea that we are the sum of our past experiences. And it's not true. But that's what we think because we don't remember. So when it comes to anger, one of the most important things for you to know is that anger blocks love. Anger blocks love. Love is projected from your heart. Love comes from your heart. So in the body, in the physical body, when you're holding on to anger, there are a whole lot of different symptoms that you can actually pay attention to understand what's causing this particular symptom, what's causing this illness, what's causing this malady, this disease, what's causing this injury. And when you begin to understand how your body works, your body is there as a communicator to let you know what it is that you're thinking about that you're not paying attention to. Because what happens is your thoughts will generate emotions, and if you don't deal with those emotions and let them go, if you suppress them, then what happens is that they form into these big old energy vortices in your body, in your meridian system, and they vibrate at the frequency that matches the thought and the emotion. And anger generates a very acidic response in your bioterrain. And so what happens when your bioterrain or your blood in your veins and your arteries gets too acidic? It weakens your arteries, it weakens your blood vessels. And so then what happens is your liver gets a little alert that says, oh, acidic bioterrain, acidic blood. I better start pumping out more cholesterol to patch those places, those weak spots in the blood vessels, so that I don't bleed to death from the inside. And so then we start to have higher cholesterol. And then the liver sends out a signal to say to the bones and to the teeth, we need calcium. We need calcium to buffer this blood pH. We need to raise our alkalinity so that we don't bleed to death and so that I don't overproduce cholesterol and block my arteries. And so then what happens is that your bones and your teeth begin to weaken because your blood is leaching calcium from your bones and teeth. So you start to have liver dysfunction. You start to have weight gain. The weight gain is all about, what is it about? Hiding you. It's hiding you because you don't want to face what it is that you're angry about, because the anger is the buffer between what it is that you really don't want to address. It's always, the anger is based on guilt and shame and fear. Because if you can become angry at another person for something, then you don't have to admit the shame and the guilt that you unconsciously believe about yourself, that you don't remember, because it's all part of the way we're all programmed at the egoic foundational level that we don't remember. And so we use anger as the means to project that guilt and that shame and that fear onto other people. And anger is what we use to justify that projection of something, quote-unquote terrible onto somebody else. So we start to gain weight so that we can hide ourselves from what it is that we're feeling so bad about that we're not addressing. And alternatively, we can drop weight to try to make ourselves invisible. It's also a way to hide from what it is that we don't want to address. So other symptoms physically that we can have from holding on to anger, okay, you can have a heart attack because your love is blocked. And it, because of all the cholesterol going on, the acidic bioterrain, you can't let love in. Anger blocks love. That goes to the heart. You have a heart attack. What's the symptom of a heart attack? Well, you have pain down your left arm. Your left arm is also energetically where anger shows up. You can have mouth and oral issues, cavities, abscesses, any kind of picking at your lips. Anything going on in your mouth area indicates that you're holding on to anger. Your left hip, if you have a problem with your left hip, that's another part of the body where anger manifests itself that you're not letting go of. Low back, herniated disc, the L2, 3, 4, 5 area, all those lower back, herniated disc, spinal problems, pain, that's anger that you haven't let go of.
Patricia, I'm going to interrupt for a second because I'm really curious. You said about the left hip. Why would that be different than something going on in your right hip?
It's all about the meridian systems and where specific emotions that are held onto manifest in the body. This was actually discovered by a man named Dietmar Kramer, who did extensive study of the physical body and where specific emotions generate pain and discomfort on the physical body. He wrote a book called The New Bach Flower Body Maps, where he actually did all this extensive study on the human body, and he shows where all of these particular emotions jump out and manifest themselves physically on the body. And so from his study, he was able to determine that the left hip is the point of manifestation of illness, pain, discomfort, injury, etc., for anger.
I asked that question because in 2010, I had full hip replacement of my right hip. And I'm not an angry person by any means, so I didn't know if there was any connection with one hip and the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there definitely is. And that's the thing about anger, is that we don't think that we're angry people. We don't think that we are. I know for 40 years, I said I was not an angry person. I didn't believe anywhere because I couldn't feel it, and it was because I hid it from myself. And all of a sudden, all these herniated discs in my low back started to pop up, and I still couldn't see it. I had a stroke in my eye, and I couldn't see it. And it was all about holding on to and suppressing anger that I wasn't aware of. So anytime there's a physical manifestation in your body, even if you don't believe you're an angry person, you might not be an angry person consciously, but subconsciously there's something being held on to. And that's what the body is there to let us know.
But you were saying that that's connected to the left hip. That's why I said, was there anything regarding the right hip that shows up symptomatically?
Yeah, the right hip has something to do with something else, and it depends on exactly where on the right hip that the discomfort is manifesting. So that's something that you and I could definitely talk about a little bit later, having to do with exactly where that might be. And what might be behind that.
So even on both sides of your body, something on the left arm is a different message than something with the right arm, and so on and so forth.
Yes, yes.
That's fascinating for sure.
Yeah, but then there's also when something manifests because of an acidic bioterrain, then something else will manifest somewhere else in your body that might not be related to anger, but if the underlying cause is that you've got a acidic bioterrain that's causing this, then you've got kind of layered things going on. So whatever it is that you're susceptible to is based on whatever thought program is going on generating a specific emotion. But if there's an acidic bioterrain, it generally has to do with you're angry about something too. I don't know if I was very clear on that, but there's so many different layers and levels to this.
Patricia, you are very clear, and I want to be crystal clear about something at this moment. You mentioned so many things that can go wrong with your physicality, your body, and all of that, but I want to share something with you folks that can make a lot of these things go right. So listen up and keep in mind that the answer is yes.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if Healing Naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
And folks, I did have to share that with you because that's something I totally believe in. Totally endorse, take the products myself, and you can hear a lot more about that from a Blog Talk Radio show, my favorite, called America's Health Talk with Keith Hooper. So you want to check that out, America's Health Talk, also on Blog Talk Radio with Keith Hooper, and you'll find out a lot more about that miraculous product and so much more from my friend Keith Hooper. Back to you, Patricia Reed.
It sounds wonderful. Anything that helps to alkalinize or oxygenate your bioterrain also helps you to deal with repressed anger. So I'm not going to go too much further into all the various symptoms because this could take a really long time to cover. But I just want to mention a couple of other things. If you have a candida problem, if you have an overgrowth of candida, the root cause of that is anger, very deep anger. One of the symptoms of having a candida overgrowth in your body is that you tend to procrastinate because the thought pattern of the candida, yeast, and fungus, we don't realize that these microorganisms that exist in our body transmit their own thought patterns to their host, meaning our bodies, to us. They do this so that they can survive. And so we get all of these thought programs from the microorganisms in our body, and we think it's us. We think we're thinking these thoughts. We're thinking that we're procrastinating. Oh, no, 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 no. Candida thrives when you're sedentary and you're sitting there in front of your TV with your potato chips because you're feeding a candida, and you're further acidifying your bioterrain by being sedentary, by not getting the oxygen. A lack of oxygen is a bioterrain, when your body is too acidic, you're not getting enough oxygen, and candida cannot survive in a high oxygen environment. And so it will transmit its thought patterns to you to keep you procrastinating so that it can survive and thrive. And it's the same with cancer. Cancer, when anger has gone on long enough and gets deep enough and churns and churns itself, turns into hatred, that's when you have a bioterrain that is so acidic, it's so low in oxygen, that cancer is formed as your survival mechanism. Cancer forms to encapsulate the toxic emotions, to keep them away from your organs so that you don't die. And we tend to resist cancer and think the cancer is the enemy. No, cancer is there trying to help you to survive. It's trying to get your attention and say, you've got to deal with these emotions. You have got to deal with this bioterrain. And I'm here to encapsulate these toxic emotions so that it doesn't get into your organs and kill you.
And
cancer isn't the enemy.
I want to just remind folks, this is Cancer Awareness Month. And we did a show on cancer, specifically breast cancer, on October 16th. It's in our archives. And we had Amber Guth, who is an extraordinary world-famous cancer surgeon, Amber Guth. We had the reconstructive surgeon, Jamie Levine. We had our friend Keith Hooper talking about ImmuniCal, because I truly believe it is the best preventative thing you can do for yourself, and all to help heal and also maintain good health. So we had Keith on that show as well, and my friend Sharon Ramjetan, the assistant to Dr. Jamie Levine. So folks, in our archives, October 16th, Cancer Awareness Month, with some extraordinary people who know all about cancer and what you need to do to prevent it. And then, of course, today we have Patricia Reed giving her take on it as well. I want to go now to Beverly Nadler, and what I believe is a good way to stay healthy and optimistic and powerful and feeling good is to listen to this show each and every morning to start your day off on such a positive note. And here's what Beverly has to say about that.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! And that is yet another reason that Beverly Nadler was named Most Valuable Guest. She created that poem, and I was just blown away by it. It just came to her, that poem. She has an extraordinary book, Vibrational Harmony. You can get that on Amazon. And oftentimes we pay her daily declarations as well. Patricia, I know we're going to talk about your book, but I want to stop right here and let people know how to reach you, what your website is, and a little bit about your book. And then I want to go on to forgiveness, which is such an important thing regarding your own healing.
Sure, yes. Okay, my website is energetic, that's E-N-E-R-G-E-T-I-C, dash mastery, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, .com. It's HTTP. You have to put in the, if you're putting in the browser, if your browser doesn't automatically populate that in there for you, HTTP://energetic-mastery.com.
You want to be sure to look up Patricia. She is a wealth of information. And you're right, Patricia, you and Beverly are so similar. Either one of you can carry a show for about 24 hours straight with your, with your world of knowledge and your wealth of wisdom. Absolutely. So why don't we talk a little bit about forgiveness, because that is so important to any kind of healing.
Yes, absolutely. Forgiveness. This is when you decide, okay, you might not be able to forgive. There's always a part of the ego that wants to hold on to something that somebody does to us that is so wrong, is so bad. Now, I can't forgive that. I'm not going to forgive that. You know why? Because we're telling ourselves that if I forgive, that's going to make that what that person did to me okay. And that's not okay. It's not okay. And you know what? It's all okay. It's all okay. It is okay to think that. It doesn't mean that what the person did to you is okay in this realm, you know, by egoic standards. What you're saying is, I'm not going to let this other person continue to have power over me. I'm not going to let this person continue to hurt me by holding on to what they did to me and holding on to the anger towards this person. I'm going to consider the possibility that maybe this person and I have a contract at the soul level that is all about letting me see this so that I can let it go, so that I can evolve. And so I'm going to maybe just let this go for me. Maybe I just let this go so it doesn't continue to hurt me anymore. And maybe someday I'm going to be ready to forgive this other person and love this other person unconditionally as God. Maybe I'm not ready to do that yet, but I am ready to let it go for me. I'm ready to stop letting this continue to hurt me. And I wrote a little poem. It's like a little limerick, but it's so powerful, and I remember it every time I feel tempted to get angry about something that somebody does. And really, anger is about, you know, we have, and I really encourage you to read my book, because this is all explained, all of the foundational desires, the foundational beliefs and programming at the egoic level, what our root desires are, what every desire we have represents, why we want what we want, what we believe the way we do, why we get angry, And if you really want to understand it, I encourage you to read my book. It's available in Kindle format. It's available in paperback. And I even recorded it as an audiobook. So go ahead, go to Amazon. You can go to energetic-mastery.com/the-space-between, and you can get my book there. You can also go to my website and look for the link for The Space Between, and that will take you to the Amazon page. But one of this little poem that I wrote, it goes like this. Let the anger go. Give it as a gift to God that says, I'm ready to trade this in. I see it as illusion. I'm willing to forgive. I deserve, and I am worth, and I'm ready to let love in. And just remember that anger is what blocks love. And how does that have to do with your money? You know what? Money is used energetically as an expression of appreciation and gratitude for products and or services that you render. And what is appreciation and gratitude? They're forms of love. And so when you have suppressed anger, that can slow down or even cut off your money and income flow. So that's another really important point to consider about why you want to look inward and find all that anger that you might not even know that you're holding on to so that you can let it go.
Patricia, that little poem on forgiveness was very beautiful, and I would like to share the poem that I wrote on forgiveness as well.
Great.
Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you so the healing can begin. And the point that both Patricia and I wanted to make regarding forgiveness is that the healing begins when you forgive. It's for you. How that person takes your forgiveness is up to them. You can't control that. You can forgive them, wanting them to get value out of it, but they may not. You need to know that the forgiveness is for you and your healing. Wouldn't you say so, Patricia?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because, you know, it's another thing, and I cover it extensively in my book, but one thing that I really wanted to get across in this phone call, in this interview, is that one of the things that we do when we're holding on to anger is that we're punishing the other person. And what is the worst way that you can punish someone who loves you, somebody who has hurt you? What is the worst thing you can do to them? But to suffer, to punish yourself, to suffer for them to see so that they will acknowledge what they did to you. And that's what we do. And it's all this, it's deep in the unconscious, egoic, foundational level. We're not even aware that we do this. But this is what we do. We suffer. We hurt ourselves so that we can show the person who hurt us what is happening to us because of what they did. And this will reach out, branch out, and affect so many different aspects of your life, your health, your relationships, your income, you name it, your well-being, your joy, everything, because you're so busy suffering to show that person what they did. And if you could just see that and forgive and begin to let go, you could begin to heal. And it's all about holding another person accountable, and it really goes down to the egoic foundational programs of trauma. Trauma is from the belief that we all have collectively, foundationally, in separation from source, from God. But we're not really separate from God, but we believe we are. If we didn't believe it, we couldn't be here. Now, some of us who know, who have learned on the conscious, rational mind level that we're not separate from God, we still believe it on the foundational level, subconsciously, on the egoic level. Otherwise, we could not be here. We are given form because of this belief. So after the trauma based on this belief in separation comes shame, that there's something wrong with us. Guilt, I've done something so terribly wrong because I separated from God. And then comes fear. Fear of divine retribution for that separation from God. And this is all at the very deepest of our levels. And we base our every belief and strategy and thought on these foundational beliefs. And this is why we project anger, so that we can punish another person and that we can punish ourselves, so that we can suffer because of the foundational fear that says, God's going to come and punish me. There's going to be divine retribution because of what I did. And so if I'm suffering enough, then God's going to come and punish you instead. And I'm going to get to survive with my ego for just a little bit longer. And we're really, none of it's true. None of it is true. And we're just continuing the cycle of suffering. If we could
and
just,
right now, Patricia, because we only have a few minutes left, I want to talk about that which is true. And that is, if you get the book, The Space Between by Patricia Reed, what's true is you're going to find a beautifully written book with tremendous insight and tremendous value. So I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to tune into the show each and every day to get your day started with motivation and inspiration. On our show on October 31, Wednesday, it is Halloween, and we've given that show to our most talented guest of all time, Kirk Fitzpatrick, so it will be an absolutely fun show. And he sent me the Joyce Barry MASH as a contribution to that show, and I loved it so much. I played it each and every day throughout the entire month of October, and I want to share it with you now so we can all end on a fun, upbeat note. Here it is, Kirk Fitzpatrick, the Joyce Barry MASH.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
She'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Happy Halloween from Joyce Barry and friends.
So, folks, I'm sure you enjoyed the show today because our special guest gave you so much to think about to your good health. And I want to thank you so much, Patricia Reed. Certainly did an awesome job. And I want to close out the show with, if not now, when? That's my question I ask of you. For those of you that get all this good information, what do you do with it? Do you act on it or do you procrastinate? So I leave you with, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?